Well, the story of Tripoli is still very much a continuing story at this point. There are still reports of battling going on in the streets of the capital. And, of course, Muammar Gaddafi's whereabouts are still unknown. But our next guests, both Libyan-American, they both have relatives who were kidnapped by Muammar Gaddafi's forces back in the 1990s. And those relatives remain missing today. Bashir Al-Magariaf lives in Atlanta. And I understand, Bashir, your father, who was a political dissident, was actually kidnapped in 1990 and is still being held in a Libyan prison. Do you have confirmation of that?
Yes. Last we've heard from my father was 1993 through a letter which was smuggled out of Abu Salim prison. And till this day, we haven't heard from him and don't know his fate.
So at this point, you're hoping that he is perhaps still being held in that prison and could be released by rebels soon.
Yes, that's exactly what we're hoping for.
So, the way in which you greeted the news of the liberation of Tripoli this morning, explain to me what that was like.
Oh, extreme excitement. The words can't describe how my family was feeling. We just want to know the fate of my father. I'm 21 years old. I've never seen my father. He was kidnapped about 3 months after I was born. So this is a day which I've been waiting for a long time.
That is Bashir Al-Gariaf, who is speaking to us from Atlanta. Also with us, Rashid Al-Kikia, a nephew of Mansour Al-Kikia, who was a Libyan ambassador to the UN and kidnapped by Gaddafi. How long ago, Rashid?
That was in December 10th, 1993.
And when was the last time you heard from your uncle?
My uncle, I heard from him probably a week just before he was kidnapped.
All right, so years. What was your reaction when you heard about the news out of Tripoli this morning?
As Bashir described it, he can't put any words for the happiness that's been happening. For me personally, I've been basically in England and in the United States, living in this country, and I've been holding political refugees in this country, and it's just unbelievable. Just can't wait to go back.
What will be the fate of political prisoners in Libya? That's Rashid Al-Kikia, who's the nephew of Mansour Al-Kikia, a Libyan ambassador to the United Nations, kidnapped by Gaddafi in 1993. Bashir Al-Magariaf in Atlanta, you mentioned that this is a day you've looked forward to for so long, but I suspect it's only one of at least 2 days, the possibility of being reunited with a father you've never seen. Now, if it turns out that that's not possible, Bashir, you will have personally sacrificed for the freedom in the country of Libya, thousands of miles away. How will you feel about that?
As much as I would like to know whether my father's alive, if he's not alive, I would just like to know about whether what happened to him and when he passed away. Any bits of information would help go through this process. And there have been thousands who have given their lives for Libya, and we view them as martyrs, and hopefully we'll view him as the same way. He's risked his life for Libya. He's been working against the regime. So we hoped that he would be considered a martyr at that
point. Bashir, you know, the head of the Transitional National Council suggested that Libyans should not view the next few weeks and months as an opportunity for vengeance. How do you feel about that? And if you were in Libya now and part of the nation building, how could you balance your feelings of love and pain over the possible loss of your father with what needs to be done in Libya now?
Of course, taking revenge is no way of fixing these problems. If we want to have a democratic Libya, we need to have due process and follow that. Put whoever was in charge on trial. If we just go out killing whoever just for revenge, that's not going to make us any better than the regime which we had.
That's Bashir al-Magariaf, whose father perhaps is being held in a prison in Libya. Bashir lives in Atlanta now. Also with us, Rashid al-Kikia, nephew of Mansour al-Kikia, who was kidnapped long ago, years ago. Rashid, there were 300 prisoners who were freed this morning as the rebels made their way to Tripoli. Many of them showed signs that they'd experienced very brutal treatment by the hands of Gaddafi's forces. Do you think your uncle is still alive at this point?
So, I mean, there is no, I mean, this is, will be, until now, I do really have the hope that this happening. But, excuse me, when after February 17th, we did some calls and we started interviewing some people that they might will know where is Mansour is. And unfortunately, we came up with a really dead end, because most
really
of them believe
out.
That he's being killed.
Well, let me just ask you, Bashir, in this question of what happens with Gaddafi and his sons in the days after, the International Criminal Court wants to try him in The Hague. Do you feel like if he were to be tried for war crimes and crimes against humanity, would that be justice for you?
Definitely. That would definitely be justice, having him and his sons on trial. Any type of justice would work at this point.
Doesn't matter whether it's The Hague or in Tripoli?
In my opinion, it really doesn't. We just want to go on and start rebuilding Libya.
So let me ask you, Bashir al-Magariaf, do you have any plans, you or any member of your family, to return to Libya?
Definitely. My mom is currently on the way right now, so...
Wow.
It's definitely exciting few days.
Didn't waste
up.
Any time there in the al-Magariaf family, Bashir al-Magariaf.
No.
Libyan-American living now in Atlanta, hoping that his father, who was kidnapped in 1990, is still being held in a prison there. And Rashid al-Kikia, nephew of Mansour al-Kikia, who was a Libyan ambassador to the UN and then kidnapped by Gaddafi in 1993. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you for having us on here.
As I said, fighting continues in Tripoli at this point, and Muammar Gaddafi's whereabouts at this point still undetermined. We will continue to bring you details of what's going on in Libya and in the capital of Tripoli all morning long.